Dragon's Bear Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Hour three. Hope you're having a good one. Major moves over in West, by God, Virginia. Bill, this is something we need to get into. Did you see where the Big 12 is talking about possibly going to divisions after OU and Texas leave? What do you think about that? Apparently, it's going to happen. Now, again, this will include Oklahoma and Texas, not when they leave. The assumption, at least right now, y'all, is that Texas and Oklahoma is not getting to the SEC sooner than later. TV contracts have 4 more years on them. So the assumption, unless something changes, and Big 12's not going to let them out of that it's 2025 before Texas and OU are in the SEC. I am going to say again, these things sometimes change, but the assumption, at least where we are sitting right now, is it's not happening sooner than later. We'll let it play out, but that's the feeling in the moment. Now, they're talking about going to divisions, which, by the way, I don't know if you know this. There's an NCAA rule, laugh at that, right, that says if you've got 12 or more teams, plus 12 or more, you have to be in divisions. That's an NCAA rule. If they go to divisions in 23, which apparently is what they are talking about and leaning towards doing, and remember, they are adding to the league. This has been announced. Cincinnati, let me see if I can remember. Houston, UCF, and BYU. I think that's right. Yeah. Plus, Texas and OU will still be in there. So you'll have a couple of years there, 23 and 24, if indeed they do this, which is what they're planning on doing, I do believe. You're going to have a 14-team league with Texas and OU split into divisions. Then in 25, they'll be out, so it'll shrink down to 12, and they'll stay with those two divisions. They just won't have Texas and Oklahoma. So that, I hope I broke that down for you. I tried to make that as succinct as possible. That's what they are leaning towards and likely to do. They're going to add those teams, and they have met already about it. The assumption is that OU and Texas will not get to fast track to the SEC like it is preferable. And they'll have a 14-team league split into two divisions, and then it'll shrink down to 12 in 2025. Unless something happens. Look, they're saying that the buyout total for OU and Texas is approaching 9 figures. Now, I believe that would be combined. You're talking $100 million or whatever. I don't know the exact number. I've seen too many numbers there. But it's a huge number. And obviously, if you're the Big 12, you're not going to let go of that or cut some deal with them. Well, what's the point there? You're going to make them suffer. Not that they're suffering, but you know they want out. They'd love out today if they could. Why give them what they want? They just divorced you. They just said this last summer, oh, we want a divorce, we're filing for divorce, but we're going to live together for 4 more years. That won't be awkward, will it? That won't be odd. So, major moves, I hope that put it into perspective. That is very likely to happen. As a matter of fact, I would bet it does. And again, it's an NCAA rule. So they'll add those 4 teams, and there'll be overlap with Texas and Oklahoma unless something changes for a couple of years, and then it shrinks down to 12. That is what you're looking at. Josh in London, Ohio. What's up, Josh?
Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I lost my Twitter account.
I saw where you followed me again. Now, what did they cut you again?
Yeah, they cut it again. Yeah, I don't know. I don't play nice with some groups of people, but
you've done this through the years. I'll see where you followed me, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, we've always followed each other, so that I guess I understand why that happens now.
Right. So the Sir Bucknut 26 one they banned, and then I created another one under Sir Bucknut. Now that one got banned because I used the username too close. So now I'm in the process of trying to come up with another username.
Saw was just I saw Josh is what I saw in the last one.
Right. Right. Yep. Yep. So I'm gonna have to come up with something and it'll be later today, but yeah, I'll get one. But I tweeted you out earlier. I don't know if you saw before I lost the account or not. Kayshawn Boutte is said to give Jackson Smith and Jigba a run for his money on some sort of award. I don't know. I don't remember what award it was there, but I thought Smith and
probably
Jigba
Biletnikoff.
Would be a better Yeah, I think that was it. I think Smith and Jigba is probably the better of the two receivers, isn't he? Although I know Kayshawn Boutte had some pretty ridiculous numbers last year.
The Boutte kid is fantastic. The problem he has is he doesn't have a quarterback right now. And Jackson Smith and Jigba has a quarterback right now who throws for 1 trillion yards. So yardage-wise, it won't be close. Now, if we take the conversation to just who's the better prospect, they're both outstanding. But the Ohio State kid's going to get all the numbers for obvious reasons.
Right. Now, you think JT Daniels could go to LSU?
I haven't even thought that. I guarantee you Brian Kelly would be interested. That's a good question.
Who else do they have? They got a stud 5-star coming in, don't they?
They've got the son of Jamie Howard, Walker Howard. They've got Miles Brennan, who had basically said, I'm out of here, and Brian Kelly talked him back into it. Then they got another young quarterback whose dad is an NFL exec or coach. So they don't have anybody that they can trot out there right now that they trust. Now, the Walker Howard kid will be the guy at some point, but not now.
All right, so JT Daniels could get in there for a year or so, and
I guarantee they'd take him in a second. Now, again, I don't know what they're doing, but Blake told us earlier today that he thought they were actively searching the quarterback portal.
Yeah, well, that's the number one guy I'd be going after. Jack Miller of Florida, what do you think he's going to be like? I haven't seen enough of him to make a determination, but he's a strong 4-star.
Yeah, for now, Emory Jones is going to stick around. Then they got the other kid who's the best prospect at Florida. I don't know that Miller starts unless there's an injury, which obviously happens.
Yeah, it could happen, but
yeah,
hope it doesn't. Bill, man, that's all I got for you. As soon as I get the other Twitter account, I'll shoot you a tweet there. And
yes, sir.
Get going. Again, this will be like my third or fourth Twitter account.
You're like the Georgia dog with divorces. That's what you're like.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that, but I mean, no offense towards Georgia dog, but you know, it is what it is. I got to learn to bite my tongue and not get so aggressive.
All right, buddy.
Got to brush stupid people off. But all right, Bill, we'll see you.
See you, man. We were talking about Tate Martell, and in that one tweet, some dude said, yeah, Tate's going to concentrate on his business interests, and he's about to blow up. He's about to really get it. Alan from Tampa said, Bill, how about this Tate's lemonade stand? You think that's what it is? Tate Martell's lemonade stand. I'd probably pull over and buy from it. Jim from Ramsey, New Jersey, has landed down in Fort Lauderdale. And he sends a picture. He's on the, I don't know which road this is, but there's the sign, Fort Lauderdale, this way. Down in lovely South Florida. Jim is out of the New Jersey weather. He told us he was heading down there just for some R&R. So he has landed down in a beautiful part of the country, for sure. Hawkeye Jason, Bill, I'd love to see BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF before OU and Texas leave. They're going to be together before they leave, is what I understand. I think they'll all be together in 23-24 because, I will repeat, the current mode of thinking is that OU and Texas will not be able to slip out and get fast to the SEC before 25. And that's when those TV contracts are done. Remember, we've spent a lot of time talking about is it grant of rights? I don't remember how we termed it, but it's the TV relationships. That's where your brand, your worth is all about those TV contracts. And that's how they keep you. We also mentioned, and this was secretly done about a year ago, the SEC forever had a rule that was different than everybody else's. There is no buyout. If you want out of here, bye-bye. Bye, Felicia. Not the case anymore. About a year ago, I don't know that they wanted this out. There was not a release that I know of. I think it was done kind of in a clandestine way. The SEC now has a massive buyout if you want out. Forever we talked about on this show, SEC is so good, which they are, and so rock solid that you don't need a deal. Nobody's leaving the SEC. Well, there is a deal. It's about a year old, but there is a deal. I kind of liked it when you could say there was no deal. See, now I can't even say that. Plain Kiffin. Bill, tell Josh to use the name Wolverine Josh. I think he'd rather not participate than do that. Wow. All right, let's do this. We'll take the break. I'm looking up here. And right now, this Wednesday morning, the markets are happily green, man. Yeah, just sitting around just all happy and green. There's been some really rough sell-offs last few days, though. Monday, we didn't have a market, as you remember. But late last week, I think that's going to continue. I hope today is super green, because I'm going to be sitting there waiting for the crater. Pouncing on that crater, baby. I'm going to be on the crater wave. And I'm going to be at the Omni in about 2 weeks. Omni National Hotel.
Good morning. We still see some radar coming down I-40 through parts of Hickman County into Dixon County. Just give yourself a little bit of extra travel time as they fill out paperwork on an earlier wreck at Charlotte Ave, right at the interstate. Tusculum Road at Raywood should be out of there in just a few more minutes in South Nashville that did have traffic tied up at that intersection. Visit PensacolaBeach.com today and plan out your next getaway. Log on to PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your bet. first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got the details from the Chili Bowl Nationals from this past weekend, testing from Daytona last week, as well as stuff going on at the LA Coliseum. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, showers in the afternoon, high near 53. For tonight, a mixture of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain with little or no ice or snow accumulation expected, low around 24. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Gary Joe Conlon's up in Tim Couch country. Bill, in Texas and Oklahoma move to the SEC conference. How do you see the divisions shaking out? Put them in the West or move the Death Star and War Damn Eagle to the East? They do not know yet. Now, speculation is just that. Oklahoma and Texas would join the West, and Alabama and Auburn would be in the East. Now, that is not etched in concrete, in stone. It's just, that's speculation. I mean, they got to do something. Yeah, they got to do something. Who'd you say we have on hold, Patton? Georgia dog who is out, I think, repairing the front of a car this morning that his wife hit, and thank goodness she's okay. That's the best part of that. But Georgia dog is in the automotive business. I bet you that thing's probably already fixed this morning.
Well, Bill, the funny thing is she's lived up here for 18 years. And for the first 16 and a half years, never hit a deer. And in the last 16 months, has taken out three. So
it wow.
She called me right after. It's 30 minutes to her work from the house. About 20 minutes later, she called me and told me. So we couldn't find the deer during the, because it was still dark. But I did go back later and find the deer. But yeah, she's fine. But you know, they're so full out there in the Blackwater National Forest. The count right now is she's got me 3-1. I've only hit one. She's hit three. But the good thing is the Auburn girl with money is so tight she can give you change for a penny. So she's needed a new car, and looks like now it's the time. So we'll be getting her fixed up here. And the funny thing is my paint and body guy is a huge Alabama guy. To the guys on the show in the Gilmore Coast down here, if you go to his office, he has a museum of, let's just say he doesn't scratch a broke wallet. He's done very good for himself, and he's accumulated a lot of Alabama stuff. He goes in the hospital to have some stuff done, and they have this thing called pit therapy now. And he wakes up from the procedure, and there's a white English bulldog in his office. I mean, in his room. And he thought I had something to do with playing a joke on him, but no, I didn't have anything to do with that. But I got accused of it. But yeah, that was kind of for a Bama fan. That was a unique pet to bring in there. But Auburn girl's fine. We're gonna. It's already been taken. It's already been picked up, and we'll get it taken care of. But if they don't total it, but you know, I was looking at and hearing a lot of people talk about the Georgia defense and what's going to come back next year. We've been very fortunate to have five of the guys that started decide to stay. We thought there'd be a lot more than that leaving. Now, we did lose a lot. Well, one of the things I think about, Bill, is, you know, when we went into the Alabama game, everybody said, well, Georgia's defense hadn't had to play a whole game. And that was true. So the other side of that is all those five stars and four stars that were inexperienced got a lot of experience last year in the second half of games, and I think that's going to pay off big for Georgia. So I think the defense will be fine.
Georgia on defense will obviously not be as experienced, but personnel-wise, they'll be about as good as anybody else, player for player.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, from talking to some of the guys up in the Athens area and Atlanta area, had Stetson got hurt in the national title game, it would have been Brock Vandegrift first off the bench. You know, five-star kid that committed to Oklahoma originally and then decided that he'd come back home before he played at Oklahoma. 6'4", 220, just big arm. So, you know, I think that I know Kirby's probably going to go in the portal to add another quarterback, but when you got Gunnar Stockton coming in and Brock Vandegrift, I think we'll be fine. But just to let everybody know, the Auburn girl's doing good, Bill, and we are expecting maybe Friday another 3 minutes of snow down on the Emerald Coast.
Wow. But, wow. Well, catch the video, man. I enjoyed that last one.
I'll do it, man. With that, we just doggone, brother.
Appreciate the call, Georgia Dog. No Cav up in Chicago. Bill, what about Jackson Dart? Isn't he still out there for LSU? Don't think there's anything happening there. I think I saw where it's Ole Miss or Oklahoma. For him and his teammate Michael Trigg, a tight end, they were freshmen at Southern Cal this last year. Dart got a lot of playing time, obviously, and played well. And they were just, I believe it was this last weekend, I was looking at some of Ole Miss Evie's work, who does a fantastic job. And they were on their visit to Oxford this, I think it was this past weekend. And they're apparently going to go together. But it's down from what I saw to those two schools. I don't think LSU's in that one. Maybe if they are, I'm unaware. Put it that way. Grant, as in 30 for 30 Grant. Bill, I got my new hat on. It's the Georgia National Championship hat that he just got in the mail, and he's wearing it. There's a picture of him. He's proud of it. He's a Georgia Bulldog. Jeff, too, Bill, as much as people think that Oklahoma and Texas are going to have a tough time when they transition to the SEC, we need to remember not too long ago Missouri joined the SEC. Shortly thereafter, they won the SEC East back-to-back years, 13 and 14. I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Now, not to slight Missouri, because Gary Pinkel has had, and in Big 12 teams too, I remember we were at that 08 Big 12, was it 08? Yes, 08 Big 12 league title game, which was Oklahoma-Missouri before they joined the SEC. So Gary did a really good job there. And, of course, they joined the SEC, hoping they would get a Big 10 invite, which they never got. But 13 and 14, somebody go back and do some quick research. Georgia had the really good team, the Aaron Murray team, that came down to the final seconds against Alabama, and that was the 2011. No, 2012 team, which would have won a national championship had they beaten Alabama because they would have faced Notre Dame. Now, right after that, 13 and 14, Missouri won the East. I'm thinking Georgia took a dip because it's going to be hard to win the East for anybody if Georgia is right and if Florida's right. Now, Kentucky is a very good team in program now and a consistent program. But to win the East, you got to catch it to where, well, right now you got to catch it to where Georgia has to be off for somebody to win the East, for somebody else. Now Florida a year ago won it, and remember during the season, beat Georgia, got to the SEC championship game, actually played Alabama well. But it's going to be hard, and if indeed they change the divisions and Alabama and Auburn join the East, which is not for certain, but it's discussed, then what are you going to do? How does that work? Yeah, but Jeff, too, brings up a good point. Missouri, regardless of what the circumstances were, I mean, James Franklin won back-to-back 9 games at Vanderbilt, and Georgia wasn't quite right during that either. But that's not Vanderbilt's problem. That's not James Franklin's problem. You play, you walk out there, you can't control what the other teams do. But no, very good point by Jeff. Very good point, Patton. Who'd you say we have here? Spence is a local. Welcome in, sir.
Been a little bit, Billy. How you doing?
I am well. How about you?
Well, I'm recouping, let's put it that way. Let's talk to this alignment, realignment, a little bit.
Okay.
A&M comes over here to get away from Texas, right?
Correct.
Well, when Oklahoma and Texas join us, put Oklahoma in the West, put Texas in the East, let Texas and Oklahoma have the constant rivalry game that they want, A&M still got a chance to play Texas, but they're not in the same side with them, so there's still a little bit of separation there.
I don't think they do that. They want the geographics, unless you're West Virginia joining the Big 12, they want the geographics to seem somewhat reasonable. If you've got a team far western as far as the SEC is concerned, but you place them in the SEC East, I don't think that they'll do that, but yeah, there's an idea.
I mean, that's the logical. Well, you know, who says anything logic's got anything to do with it? That would be the easy way to do it. Then you got your crossover games. You still got your Red River Shootout. Everything's not that bad. You don't, you know, if you move Bama and Auburn over to the East and anybody else in the East, man, they're all shooting for second for a while. Let's put it that way.
Well, the other thing is, you know, Alabama's – now, nobody wants to admit this, but Alabama's going to have a say in this. That will never be public, but – and I don't know what they – I mean, if you're Alabama, it really doesn't matter, does it? I mean, you're the best program no matter what.
For them right now, it doesn't matter. And you're right, they'll have a say. They'll have something to do with this alignment.
Spence, so you're doing well. Is that what you're telling
me? Bill.
All right, bud. I appreciate you checking in, man.
Maybe I'll see you at commitment.
Oh, love to have you there, man. Hope so. All right. Yeah, good to have you. L Dog down in Peachtree City says, Bill, early enrollees at Georgia, school record 18 on campus. I know that is high for Georgia. How does that compare to other schools? Any insight into what others are doing, or let's say the Buckeyes? Oh, I mean, I don't really ever keep up with what the average number is, but that's, you know, double digits is, I think, common. More and more kids are just wanting to go ahead and get with it and be in there early enrollees, be there in January. Now, again, early enrollees have been going on forever. When I was at Tennessee, in the early 80s, there was, I remember a couple of, now not those kind of numbers, but a couple of early enrollees. My buddy, Brian Benio, when he signed with Ohio State in about 85, he was an early enrollee. But a bunch of players in a class doing it, that's not new, but newer. And, you know, players are – this is business, man. Now, you used to talk a lot about, okay, you really want to lose out on your last semester of high school and your the spring at your high school and maybe your prom. And I mean, you can still go back and go to your prom, I would think. But a lot of kids don't think that way anymore. It's I'm working on my brand here, y'all. And it's all legal. Yeah. I'll get over not having my last semester of high school. I can just tell you, me, and again, I didn't have opportunities to go somewhere midterm and play ball, but if I would have, I wouldn't have done it. I loved high school. My favorite time ever in school was my high school. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I would not have given up my last semester, spring, whatever, to go. A lot of people would, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Market is green right now. But I think it's teetering a little bit this morning. I think it's trying. It got up, Dow got up over 100. I was sitting there and just went down to 40. I think we may have another sell-off. I hope, like I told you, I hope it goes really green today. Because I'm going to be on the, and I'm a traditional bull. But I am betting with the bears right now. Just because you're a bull doesn't mean you don't see the other side and take advantage of it. So bears, you bears out there, I'm not full-time, but I'm betting with you right now. Noel Kev says, Bill, wouldn't it make more sense to move Missouri and Auburn to the east? Well, Missouri is in the SEC East. Auburn, I don't think you're going to split up Auburn and Alabama in divisions. Yeah, I don't see that. Shannon, up in South Bend. Bill, my only experience with Pappy's is a seasoning out of California that my wife brought to Indiana years ago. We use it all the time grilling chicken and steak, and it's excellent. Multiple uses for your Pappy's. So this is Pappy's seasoning. I don't know that I've seen that. So you use it on meats. Chicken, steak. Wow. Does it cost $6,000? This seasoning is so rare that it costs on the secondary market $6,500. So right after national championship, take a big spoon of that seasoning and gulp it. That looks good. Makes me want to try it. All right, we'll get another break here. Top of the hour. I can't wait to jump into this market. Not going to do it during the show. I may sell something if I had something during the show, but I won't buy anything. I don't think I will. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still dodging some rain showers through parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Give yourself extra time. It's still moving out here right now on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. A little bit of radar earlier. I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Still working a minor wreck 100 block of Gallatin Pike that's going to be there in Madison. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Can I really reduce my business's phone bill 50% and improve communications? Yes! You've heard about all the national cloud-based phone companies out there urging you to switch to their phone system. Cloud-based IP phones have better quality sound and tools to help you offer better customer service to your clients. But none of these companies will come out to your office, personally meet with you to discuss your company's needs, help you set up your phone system, all at a better price. Strongtel will. Strongtel covers Middle Tennessee and can help your company increase productivity and reduce costs. Never miss a customer call again, no matter where you are, because even your mobile phones are connected to your Strongtel.com office system through their mobile app. Let Strongtel cut your phone bill by 50% and provide a better quality phone with great customer service. Call us now. Make an appointment at 888-232-1335 or go online to Strongtel.com. Again, it's 888-232-1335 or Strongtel.com.
We're painting the town Preds and gearing up for more hockey in 2022. Your Nashville Predators take on the Winnipeg Jets and Detroit Red Wings on January 20th and 22nd at Bridgestone Arena. Get your tickets today at NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Whether you prefer to dance on Fang Vision with your bestie or watch the plays unfold before your eyes, Smashville is the place you need to be. It's your Predators taking on the Jets and Red Wings. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to make sure you get a seat. Let's go Preds!
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
The George Blaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Blaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Blaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Blaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Jeff, to look this up, he's talking about Missouri winning the East at 13-14. And I was wondering, what was Georgia's record and what was Florida's record those 2 years in the league? And that's not to take anything from Missouri. Those two Missouri teams went 7-1, 7-1 in league play. 14-2 in 2 years. Gary Pinkel. Some really good teams. That first year in 13, again, Missouri went 7-1. Georgia was 5-3. Florida was 3-5. In 14, Missouri was 7-1. Georgia was 6-2. That was a 10-3 Georgia team. Florida was 4-4 that year. Now, one of those years in 13, South Carolina was 11-2, 6-2 in league play. They had a better record than Georgia in league play. Yeah, it's hard. It's common sense, but it's going to be really hard to win the SEC East in its current setup. If Georgia is Georgia and Florida gets back to what they should be, it's going to be really hard. Not saying you can't do it here or there, but it's the odds are astronomical against you. Yeah, the odds are not going to be with you there. Jim in Jupiter, Bill, Vanderbilt having virtual fan day, not allowing students to attend games, is Dan Wolken level of Corona Pro. Dan, speaking of that, Dan Wolken is a Vandy grad. You know that, right? He's from Memphis. Dan's from Memphis and went to Vanderbilt, was a really good student there, and I used to like him. I mean, I don't know that I dislike him, but I used to like him, but he's not likable anymore. He's, I mean, If he had his way, everybody would be in the basement right now, never to come out again. That's the only way we can do this, y'all. The only way to not get a virus, just fetal position, basement, arrest anybody who's out on the street. That's the only way we can do this, y'all. I don't get that. I just, didn't we learn a lot about the sports media during all of this the last 2 years and the numbers of them for shutdowns and lockdowns and no games? And there's still some of them that are reaching for this. Not in the numbers they used to be. I'm glad. I am so glad I never buckled and held strong. So happy. I sat here the entire time and said they should play. And speaking of the SEC, I'm confident they will play. How many people do you think I had against me in that? Most of the world? Most of the planet Earth was totally against me there. And I loved it. God, I'm telling you, folks, I love to have an opinion. I don't do it on purpose. It's a true, heartfelt opinion. I love to be stranded on an island where it's just me with this opinion. I love it. I never buckle. Won't buckle. I relish those moments. All those years of the BCS. I'm telling you, folks, Sirius and then Sirius XM where we were for 10 years. That entire crew, all of them, whether it was the corporate entity or the other on-air people, you got to remember, there weren't anybody else on the air for the first X number of years I was doing it. It was just me. Then they started adding program. They added Feinbaum. They added Jack Root. Chris got a slot. But for several years, it was just me. And, the corporate, the suits in New York and D.C. listening to me brag on the BCS. Oh, my God. Break out in hives over that, man. Or me talk about how I don't watch the NFL. That would be like going into the church and spitting to those guys. Because God is the NFL to them. Seriously. So funny. And again, so much fun doing that. I mean, and that we had lots of issues, as you know, down the stretch. Relationships were not good. And a lot of backstabbing going on. Meaning, I was Johnny Majors and they were Philip Fulmer. That's how this worked. So I know how Johnny, even though Johnny, God rest his soul, Johnny did not like me either. So it's kind of ironic. I'm comparing myself. But I'm like Johnny in that the knife is in the back and I know it. Now I'm talking about the corporate people, not Chris. Chris still a good friend. But I'm just talking about all the suits there and everything. And just the backstabbing. But it was so much fun to do it. And I've never been more relaxed and at peace when it was over. I was totally at peace. It was, hey, that was a fun 10 years, man. Be happy it happened. You know, is this 7 years? The end of 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. We're 7 years removed from that. Can you believe that? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, one more. Dow up about 145. Keep going. Keep going. I've got some plans for you, Dow, and it ain't green. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're still dodging some rain showers through parts of Middle Tennessee this morning. Give yourself extra time. It's still moving out here right now on 65 up through Brentwood, Franklin. A little bit of radar earlier. I-40 coming through Kingston Springs. Still working a minor wreck 100 block of Gallatin Pike that's going to be there in Madison. Hey, Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
It's a Bill King Show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, showers in the afternoon, high near 53. For tonight, a mixture of rain, snow, sleet, and freezing rain with little or no ice or snow accumulation expected, low around 24. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, the brilliant football mind of our good friend Chris Landry, and Berg will be with us. I don't know, should I try Dan Harrelson again? Remember, I tried him last week. He said and again, respectfully, he said the virus had him feeling pretty bad, so he didn't want to do anything, but said he was going to get a long weekend and try and sleep it off. I hope he's doing better. I really do, and maybe I'll contact him and see if he's getting better. Yeah, I'd like to get a Vol update. They do have some transfers coming in. They got a Florida offensive lineman. They got the receiver from Wyoming, who is a playmaker. They're going to be really good at receiver next year. They could be even more explosive next year than they were this year. Now, can they get people stopped? They actually played for the year. I know you saw the Purdue game. You're not going to buy this. I thought they played defensively a little better than I anticipated them playing. And it's tough when you have to play defense when your offense does what they do, which is try and score in a millisecond, right? And speed everything up. That's very difficult on a defense. But that's what they're going to do. I got to tell you, it might not be conducive to winning because you're not doing it Georgia's way or Alabama's way, but it's fun to watch. Yeah, it's fun to check out, man. Jim and Jupiter, Billy, you built that station, meaning SiriusXM College, and they treated you like trash. Oh, I don't. I mean, yeah, I down the stretch probably. Yeah, down the stretch. Me and Johnny, man, I'm telling you, me and Johnny, we know what it's like to pull that knife out of your back. We just, wait, what is that piercing feeling in my spine? What is that? This is worse than a bee sting. What is that in my back? Ouch. Nah, those were, you know what, though? I am not kidding. All those days, because the on-air stuff is all that I care about, and that every day, including the last one, was a blast. We had people calling that last show crying. I wasn't even crying. We had people calling that last show just, because I announced, what did I announce, about a month out or so? Maybe it was a couple. I don't remember. I remember I didn't want to announce it during the regular season, the regular playing portion, because I didn't want it to be a thing. I didn't want that to have anything to do with what people were discussing. Wanted to wait a little bit. That's the only thing I remember about it. Kevin in Dublin, Georgia, was looking at those records. Damn, Bill, Vanderbilt has always sucked. Well, yeah, they have, but they've had their moments. James Franklin, I told you, had back-to-back nine-win teams. Mike McIntyre, or George, not Mike. Mike was the son. George McIntyre had that 82 team that went 8-4. For Vanderbilt, that's good. And they beat Tennessee that year, which back then they did not do much. Bobby Johnson had a team or two with a really good quarterback from Santa Claus, Indiana, named Jay Cutler. So they've had their moments, but yes, Vanderbilt overall is sucky state when it comes to football. It just is. It has been. It's going to be really hard to ever change that. And Vanderbilt's never going to have the leadership in place overall to join the rest of the SEC in football prominence. Tom in Myrtle Beach. SEC East is just better when Tennessee, Florida, and Georgia are good. Love watching those rivalries. Tennessee has catching up to do. Florida has obviously been better than Tennessee, but they've got catching up to do too. Let's face it, the rest of the SEC East, and Kentucky's become a fixture here. Historically, that's never been the case unless you go back to the Bear, but it is now. They're a solid, good football program and team. Well-run, well-coached, tough. Tough team too, man. But the rest of the SEC East has got a problem with Georgia because Georgia is routing everybody in recruiting. They have been, and they continue to. That's not new, but it's continuing. And Georgia has more to sell today than they've ever had in modern times. Now they've got a natty on the resume. See, you can't, if you're recruiting to Georgia 20 years ago, you can't say, hey, I know you don't know anything about it, but we won it in 80. That doesn't sell today or yesterday. This last Monday night a week ago, that sells today. And you're already recruiting top 1, 2, 3 classes pretty much every year, but now you have that on the resume. They were already recruiting as good as anybody in America. Now that's on the resume. Which, you know, they're going to take advantage of. Who sent that? Was it L-Dog? They were at Arch Manning's basketball game the other night. Kirby and, I forget all the assistants, but Kirby and company, they were there. At Patton_Cook. Yeah, tomorrow, the brilliant football mind of Chris Landry. Berg will be with us, and I don't know what I'll add, if anything. Usually I do not add. We'll see. I've got the whole day to figure that out. At Bill is King. Markets right now down off about $1.40. Do it. Please. More green. It'll make the crater even that prettier when I'm riding that wave right down the river Styx. Yeah, right down the river Styx is where this thing's going. Do your homework on that if you don't know what that means. Don't play with Tesla today either unless you're long. Lodge Pop.